Chapter 16. Propaganda. One tool of public control quickly understood and well utilized by the Nazis of the Third Reich was propaganda. And even the definition of commonly used words can change. Many still remember when gay meant happy. The 1952 edition of the New Webster Encyclopedic Dictionary of the English Language defined propaganda as the dissemination and the defense of beliefs, opinions, or actions deemed salutary to the program of a particular group. The propagation of doctrines and tenets of special interests as an effort to give credence to information partially or wholly fallacious. A more diluted definition was given in the 1996 edition of the Reader's Digest Oxford Complete Word Finder, which merely stated it was an organized program of publicity, selected information, etc., used to propagate a doctrine, practice, etc. So where the definition of propaganda once included allegations of false information, today it is just organized and selected information of the type seen daily in the mass media. A noteworthy component of propaganda is not just false or spun information, but the omission of critical material that is essential to enable the reader or viewer to place the presented information in a meaningful context. Critics see the single greatest failing of the modern corporate mass media as that while it daily bombards its audience with facts, figures, and statistics, it rarely attempts to bring coherence or meaning to this data. The media may not always be able to tell us what to think, but they are strikingly successful in telling us what to think about, stated media critic Michael Parenti. Many people complain that the major media are superficial, conformist, and subjective in their selection of news. A Pew Research Center poll showed respondents who thought news reporting unfair and inaccurate ranged into the 60 percentiles. A survey by the news industry publication Editor and Publisher showed that journalists themselves do not disagree. Nearly half of its participants indicated their belief that news coverage is shallow and inadequate. Much of what is reported as news is little more than uncritical transmission of official opinions to an unsuspecting public, wrote Parenti. Fox News commentator Britt Hume stated, "What the mass media pass off as objectivity is just a mindless kind of neutrality." Hume added that reporters shouldn't try to be objective, they should try to be honest. Hitler understood propaganda intuitively. He wrote in Mein Kampf, "One started out with the very correct assumption that in the size of the lie, there is always contained a certain factor of credibility. Since the great masses of people may fall victim to a great lie rather than a small one, since they themselves also lie sometimes in little things, but would certainly be too ashamed to tell a great lie."